I'm Graham Sutcliffe, a grad student at MIT. This talk is about the new triparticle backlitter for radiography and stopping power measurements at Omega and the NIF. Where the old dhelium-3 backlitter could only collect proton radiographs, the new triparticle backlitter adds a 9.5 T-helium-3 deuteron. I'd like to take a moment to thank my collaborators and sponsors, seen at the top of the poster. A new triparticle backlitter platform which extends the capability of the existing dhelium-3 proton backlitter has been developed and tested. The breadth of the impact that the dhelium-3 backlitter has had over the last decade and a half is seen in the left column. It has many varied experimental applications and has been used broadly. On the right are details about the new backlitter, how it works, how we can use the data to extract more information about electric and magnetic fields, and what questions it is being used to address now and going forward. The DT-Helium-3 triparticle backlitter works as follows. Three probe particles provide additional information required to distinguish magnetic, electric fields, and plasma scattering. This can be done by adding tritium to the capsule fill, giving a new particle through the T-helium-3 nuclear reaction, the 9.5 MeV deuteron. Shown in the middle is an example experiment where the triparticle backlitter is used to probe magnetic fields in laser-generated plasmas. On the left, we have the triparticle backlitter. A mesh collimates the particles into beamlets. A 25 micron thick CH foil is blasted by a laser, generating a plasma bubble and magnetic fields. The particles which pass through the bubble are collected onto the detector stack. Seen at the bottom is data recorded by the detector stack. Each particle probes the experiment at a different time because the particles have different velocities, giving time resolution. The deflections that the particles experience in the plasma under magnetic fields, electric fields, and scattering have different dependencies on mass and energy. The comparison between different particle radiographs can be used to quantify the deflection mechanism. The 9.5 MeV deuteron is especially useful in experiments where fields and plasma scattering are too strong for the DD proton to produce a quality radiograph. For example, Hall-Rom experiments. To summarize, a new triparticle backlitter platform has been developed and tested. Three probe particles provide additional information required to distinguish magnetic fields, electric fields, and scattering. And we have some additional experiments underway. Thanks for your time.